It's Tuesday, February 11th. It's Safer Internet Day 2020, and you're welcome to this podcast from Black Knight, Ireland's leading provider of web hosting, domains, and internet services. Fáil te roimh, go pad crella Black Knight is Misha Conan Muinachon, and Safer Internet Day is our theme for today's episode. I'm talking to Black Knight CEO Michaela Nealon about what exactly internet infrastructure companies like ours can and cannot do, what we should and should not do, how we can support the work of police and promote public awareness of online safety.
The thing about the internet is it's where a lot of us live our lives, or a large part of our lives. Like when we all started dabbling in with internet stuff back in the mid-90s, it was not ubiquitous. It was not something that was easily accessible. The technology was pretty awful. The usability was dire. It was something that was kind of on the edges, as it were. Fast forward about 20 odd years, it's core to everybody's daily life. You want to interact with businesses, it's via the internet. You want to interact with a bank, they don't want you going into the branch. They don't want you ringing them. They want you to do it all online. And we've seen things like, you know, the rise of challenger banks, virtual credit cards. And, you know, a lot of what we do these days is linked in some way to an online service of some kind.
And it's not just in business, it's schools, it's community groups, it's sports clubs.
It's everything. It's every aspect of your life. I mean, When was the last time that you went into an actual physical travel agent to book a holiday? When was the last time that you kind of physically bought, you know, tickets for, you know, a concert or for a thing, I mean, for any kind of event? I mean, sure, you can still do it, but it's probably much easier for you to do it online. You get it sent to an app on your phone. Maybe you might print it out, but generally speaking, it's a very much an online experience. I mean, and so that digital economy, that digital experience, has gone into pretty much every aspect of our lives. And it's great and it's wonderful, but there is a nasty side to it. There are dangers out there. There are people who have made a very nice business out of stealing our identities, stealing our money, doing all sorts of charming things that make that experience very negative. And that's something that, you know, those of us in the industry need to be aware of, and something that we need to raise awareness around.
Now, we're going to talk about the fact that everyone has, to a greater or lesser degree, some responsibility for the internet that we all take part in. And a key focus of Safer Internet Day is about teaching young people in particular to behave responsibly online, to report anything that is offensive or hurtful or scary towards them, not to engage in cyberbullying or things like that. These themes are being delivered in schools and in youth organisations across the country this week. But as an internet infrastructure company, Black Knight, and specifically as a domain registrar, we can also do certain things, and we are actually committing to do certain things. And specifically, I'm talking about the framework to address abuse of the domain name system, which was agreed last year by Black Knight and by 50 other companies or so. I understand that more companies are signing up to this, hopefully in the future as well.
Yes, yeah, so a couple of things. I mean, first off, we are not the internet police. It's not something that we are interested in being. It's not something that we are qualified to be. But we believe that in order for the internet and the digital economy to flourish and grow, there needs to be trust in that system. And I think, you know, one of the analogies that some of us have used in the past is talking about, you know, the nice neighborhood to live in and work in and play in. You know, there's certain things that you just don't particularly want to have in a neighborhood if you want to live there. And you know, that I think is something most people can understand. So the framework is a document that outlines specific sorts of abuse of the internet that companies such as ourselves are willing to take action on without having to get a court order. I mean, it's basically what it boils down to.
What's different about this framework to address DNS abuse is that the companies involved, including Black Knight, have agreed four specific types of abuse, which, if verified, you will take action on even in the absence of a court order, for these very four specific types of abuse. Can you outline what those four specific types of abuse are?
So basically, it's child abuse material, illegal distribution of opioids, which was, you know, fake pharma and all that kind of thing, mainly stuff to do with human trafficking, and imminent threat of violence.
Now, as you point out, Michaela, we're not the internet police, but again, we should point out that we do cooperate with the police. And this year is the 20th anniversary of hotline.ie, which is the national hotline for the public to report instances of abuse online, specifically child abuse online. It's operated by the Internet Service Providers Association of Ireland, of which we're a member, and it's run in cooperation with Gardaí, and it's led by specialists and experts. It's important to point that out as well. And it's an ongoing battle, Michaela. Last year, we have figures for is 2018, over 12,000 reports were made by the public of suspected online child abuse.
Yeah, I mean, look, child sexual abuse material, it is probably the worst and most disturbing form of crime. Mm-hmm. And it is a crime. Because you've got to think about, I mean, there's so many areas within that that are just, it's just so disturbing. Because the images are permanent. I mean, they're not going to go away. So every time those images are distributed again, you're doing harm. Mm-hmm. So the hotline has been around, for nearly 20 years this year. We're happy to support it. We're glad to support it. It's part of a larger network, which is the In Hope network. Most countries in the world have a hotline. And you know, there's a lot of organizations out there that are working around things like this. I mean, obviously the big one would be Internet Watch Foundation, which is based in the UK, and their reports as well are make for fascinating and very disturbing reading. And you know, Interpol has had some success over the last few years in helping to bring down some of these rings, because it's a mixture not just of the child abuse, but it also involves human trafficking. It involves many deeply disturbing forms of crime.
I suppose the important message in relation to Safer Internet Day is that hotline.ie is led and staffed by expertly trained analysts and by the Gardaí and by police networks internationally and the InHope network. But it's also important to point out that the public has an important role to play if they come across accidentally some form of child sexual abuse material online. Go to hotline.ie. You can report anonymously or you can report with your own identity if you choose to do so. But action will be taken, an expert will review it, and it will go through proper policing channels to hopefully remedy the situation.
Yeah, well, I mean, this is the thing. I mean, a lot of if you look at the reports that come out from the hotline, a lot of the time it's going to be referred to somebody, to another agency, because a lot of the content wouldn't actually be on servers or computers, essentially, in this jurisdiction. But it's part of an international network, so they're able to refer to an authority in another country. I mean, there's other things that are out there that various groups are doing. It's some of these things like, say, working on building up databases of things like power sockets and switches, because when an analyst comes across an image or a video, often one of the biggest challenges is trying to work out where in the world that image or that video is made. So things like light sockets and light switches can help to kind of help narrow that down. The thing with the hotline, I mean, you know, they have the expertise. IWF is also doing a lot of interesting stuff there. Most of the domain registrars and registries will take action on this kind of abuse, and we are trying our best with an industry to help keep the internet clean as best we can.
The focus this week, Safer Internet Day, Michele, is on public awareness. In your view or in your experience, do you think that certainly, as you point out, the internet has got much more pervasive? Do you think awareness of internet safety and responsible internet behaviour is getting through to the public?
Short answer, no. Because if it was, you wouldn't hear about successful phishing attacks. You wouldn't hear about as much identity theft. You wouldn't hear about, you know, these various other types of crimes that are committed either online or via online, as it were. Now, people still need to be made more aware. There's some basic things that people are still not doing. I mean, it's things like passwords for logging into various services. There'll be a report out probably in a week or 2 weeks' time, which, you know, the most commonly used passwords of 2019. And again, we're going to see password is probably going to be up there, the name of your dog, your cat. I mean, these kind of things, like basic internet security things, are sadly overlooked. People are trained to change the oil in their car, check the tire pressure. That's fine. Everybody's got that. But when it comes to things like updating the antivirus on your desktop machine, running the updates on your iPhone or your iPad, or making sure that, you know, that the software you're using is up to date and secure, I think a lot of people, it's sadly lacking.
Okay, let's break it down for people. Top three simple steps that people should take. There's obviously a lot more, but what are the basic things? Let's start with keep your software up to date.
Well, keep your software up to date, both on your mobile devices and your desktop or laptop.
Passwords?
Passwords. Use complex passwords. Use a password manager. There's a bunch of them out there. LastPass is one I use. There's 1Password, and there's a ton of other ones out there if you go looking. You know, you don't need to memorize a complex password. You can get some software to do that for you. Turn on 2-factor authentication for services where available. Be aware of sharing information online that can be used to socially engineer you. So, I mean, for example, you know, the kind of questions you get asked when you ring into the bank or something like that. They ask you things like, you know, what's your mother's maiden name? What's your this? What's your that? People unfortunately give away a lot of that information. So it's very, very easy for somebody who wants to actually use that information against you. And if you want to be kept up all night, go off and buy a couple of books by somebody like Kevin Mitnick. It will scare the hell out of you. I mean, the thing about a lot of this stuff is, it's just making that little effort. You know, it's a small effort. It doesn't have to be complicated. You don't need to become a cybersecurity expert. You don't need to become paranoid. But at the same time, just using a little bit more, a little bit of common sense. I mean, you wouldn't leave your car keys at your front door, so that somebody come along and just take the car keys and drive off with your car. Unless, of course, you're trying to get rid of your car. But people do that all the time with their online services, but they're using really weak passwords. I could probably get a bit of software that would brute force most passwords in under a minute without too much difficulty. Because, you know, if you're using a weak password, bit of software can break that quickly and easily, and I'm not a hacker. And it's just, you know, the amount of information, the amount of services, the various aspects of our lives that we've offloaded to all of these online services is great. But if we don't maintain a certain level of security, it's really horrific, because they will literally steal your identity. They'll empty your bank account. And next thing you know, you'll be in an offline world, because you'll be able to afford an internet connection anymore.
And if I could add one, Michele, if somebody sends you a link in an email or in a text message and says, hey, click this, stop, think.
Well, Well, I think stop and think is the thing. I mean, like you get a lot of the phishing attacks. They prey on our own stupidity. I mean, do you really think that Aer Lingus is going to give away, you know, thousands of flights on Facebook? Mm. Highly unlikely. Do you really think that you won that $100,000? Mm. Do you really think that cute 21-year-old wants to friend you on Facebook? I mean, she's really, really cute, and let's face it, yeah, sure. But you know that this is the thing about it is like if it looks to be better than too good, then maybe it is.
You're listening to the Black Knight podcast, and that was Michaela Nealon, CEO of Black Knight, in a special interview recorded for Safer Internet Day 2020. Safer Internet Day is an EU initiative, and in Ireland it's promoted as an educational opportunity for schools and youth organisations. You can find out more at webwise.ie/Safer Internet Day. You can find out more about the issues discussed in this podcast if you go to blacknight.blog. There's a post called 7 Simple Steps to Online Security, and there's more information on the framework to address DNS abuse, which Michele spoke about. We've also published a press release about that initiative and Black Knight's role in it. Leave a comment or contact us if you have questions or if you want to contribute to the discussion. Until next time, good evening, Sláinte agus beannacht.